The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Whole milk is now back in public schools. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. If you have kids or grandkids in public school, they'll now be able to drink whole milk again with their school lunches. President Trump recently signed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, which restores access to whole milk in public schools. It's also a big win for America's dairy producers.
Huge win for us. You know, ever since the Obama administration pulled fat out of the milk in schools, you know, we've been screaming, saying these kids got to have these healthy fats in their diet.
And that's Nathan Kienert, who co-owns and operates Kienert Dairy and Kienert Milk House near Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Not only do kids need these healthy fats for brain development, but the healthy fats in milk also help with our intake and children's intake of the water-soluble vitamins that are naturally occurring in the milk, too. So, huge win for the dairy farmers, but a bigger win for all the children here in schools.
He adds that whole milk is much more appealing to young kids for one very simple reason.
Not to mention, it just tastes better. You know, kids are going to finish their milk for one at school, but then if it tastes good, they're going to go home at night and they're going to ask for milk too, you know? So milk is such an important part of our diets, and there's so many health benefits to it. It really is God's most perfect food.
USDA says that implementation of the new law begins immediately. Read more at MichiganAgToday.com.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Ella Gehring. I'm from the Alcona FFA in Northeast Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Cold air dominates the state of Michigan, and we've got moisture that just wants to rotate through here. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Quick Michigan Ag Today update. Here's what's going on. We've got low pressure that's going to be parked right over the top of northern Michigan all the way through the midday hours, circulating around that low. Yep, you got it. Moisture, and we're picking up lake enhancement with west winds coming off of Lake Michigan. So I think we have snow and flurry action in control over the entire state through today. I think we can pick up another 1 to 3 inches of accumulation fairly easily with this light stuff. And then honestly, flurries, or at least lake effect, holds through tomorrow. So in western parts of Michigan, another 1 to 3 can pop up through the day tomorrow. And this includes parts of the UP. We've got another clipper that comes through overnight tomorrow night and Wednesday. So everybody can be in line to pick up 1 to 3 inches there. And then we see some lingering light snow for Thursday, a coating to an inch possible out of that. Snow likely not gone from our vernacular here in Michigan completely until we get into the Friday, Saturday time frame, and that's just for statewide occurrence. I still think we can see some lake interaction on Friday and Saturday along the western side of Michigan. However, the focus late in the week and weekend shifts to a major system coming out of the southern plains and lifting across the deep south, could impact the Ohio Valley. Right now, I think it stays far enough south that we don't have to worry about it in Michigan here, but then we do see cold Arctic air get drawn down behind it for the start of next week. In that, you got it. Another round of light snow and flurries, probably Monday, Tuesday, and later in the week as well, potentially. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
The grain and livestock markets are closed today because of the federal holiday, but let's look back at how the markets did on Friday as we check in now with Andy Eubank and with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke during the middle of trade Friday afternoon.
As we end an up and down week, and it's been very volatile, Brian, we are looking at gains in the grains, especially beans now, it appears, coming along for the ride, but up and down all week.
It's certainly been a volatile week. No other way to describe it here. We had the shocking announcement by the USDA in their crop production report on Monday of a much higher than expected increase in the final 2025 corn crop. Combination of more acreage and higher yield gave us a 17 billion bushel crop. The market was actually looking for a smaller crop compared to November, the last survey base. Of course, the corn market dropped about 25 cents. I do think we've seen some end user buying here the last two or three days. We've had several announcements from USDA on daily export sales. It looks like an end user has taken advantage of these lower corn prices and put some coverage on. So that's a little bit of mildly encouraging news, but there's no other way around it to say that that was a shocker on Monday and has really put a damper on the corn price prospects. There's certainly a long way to go in this 25-26 crop year. We've got crops in South America yet to make here. And of course, we haven't turned a wheel yet in the U.S., but that was a shocker for corn. Beans are kind of a tag along. The report was slightly bearish for beans in that the production number was a little bit higher than expected, not near the magnitude of corn, however. But the report did confirm that the USDA is taking a little bit more of a bearish stance on exports. They did reduce their export forecast in that report, supply-demand report on Monday, from 1.635 billion bushels to 1575. So they took 60 million off the export forecast, and they did increase the size of the Brazilian crop 3 million tons. But to wrap things up, it is nice to see a little bit of a rebound here as we wrap up the week. I think we're seeing some end user coverage. We're also seeing some short covering ahead of the 3-day holiday weekend.
Brian Basting with Advanced Trading there. Settlements from Friday, March corn up 4.5 cents at 424 3/4. May corn 4.25 higher at 432. March beans gaining 4 3/4 at 1057 3/4. May beans 4.25 higher at 1068 3/4. And March wheat climbing 7.5 to 518. February live cattle, though, sharply lower, falling $3.90 to $232.15. February lean hogs, though, 47 cents higher at $88.27. Once again, the grain and livestock markets closed today because of the federal holiday. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.